I've always been able to run faster than anyone else. My father used to say I was like the boy in the old Chiricahua story who lived with his family near three sandstone hills. During the day, he could just laze around, eating the food prepared by his mother and napping. And whenever he was given greasy food, he would rub that grease on his legs. "My friends," he would say, "I am feeding you too." The people began to say things about him. "That son of yours is good for nothing," they told his mother. "He is lazy." But that was not so. That boy just rested during the day because he ran every night. He ran when no one could see him, carried by strong legs grateful for the way he fed them. Finally, a time came when the people had no food. The hunters were not bringing back any game animals. Those animals had grown wary and were staying far beyond the reach of the hunters' bows. "How will we survive?" his mother asked him. "Mother," the boy replied, "you have fed me and my legs well. Now it is time for me to help our people." Then he began to run. He ran so fast that he was able to catch the deer. Ever since then, that place has been called Three Hills where the boy ran. That boy was even a faster runner than the antelopes. He was able to provide food for all the people. No one ever called him lazy or good for nothing again. "Me? I'm running as fast as I can. I just hope it'll be fast enough. I head uphill at a slant to my left to another point where I can see the roadway on top of the dam, over the parapet that was blocking my view. I'm carrying my rifle, even though I left another scoped 30-06, at the spot to which I'm heading. 51 and one pony. 52 and one pony. Hussein and I had planned this out so carefully. We left Star, his horse partner, a mile back along the trail to watch for danger that might approach while we were otherwise occupied. Striped Horse had taken up her post within sight of the dam where we could call for aid if we needed it or ride double on her back for a quick getaway. We set up rocket launchers and rifles at two strategic spots. We'd figured how long it would take to set the charges, light the fuses, and get back well out of the way of the blast, with time to spare.